Well, we'll be looking at four different events as we assess golf betting opportunities around the world this week, starting first with the Dell Technologies tournament at the TPC in Boston in Massachusetts, the second event of the FedEx Cup playoffs, and looking first at the defending champion this week, Justin Thomas, who has finished eighth, sixth, and first at his last three starts. He won the Bridgestone, of course. He is the defending champion. Everything suggests that he's going to be a very, very hard player to beat, given the form that he's in and the fact that he has won on this golf course. He's at $12. The world number one, Dustin Johnson, has had several top tens in this event, and while not at his absolute best at the moment, he's certainly playing well enough. He was 11th last week at the Northern Trust Open. He won only four starts ago in Canada, so I suppose to suggest that he's not playing well is a bit of a stretch, but maybe just not at the peak that he was a few weeks ago, Dustin Johnson, but he is more than capable of turning things around very quickly this week. Adam Scott has a great record on this golf course. He won in 2003. He was second in 2004. He was fourth just 2 years ago. He was fifth at the Northern Trust Open, third at the PGA. He's playing very well once again, Adam Scott, and returning to a golf course where he's had a lot of good form, then you have to think his chances of his first win in some time being not too far away, and it could well be this week on a golf course where, as I said, he has had some success. Tiger Woods has not played here since 2013, but his record over this layout has been great. He's had a win and he's been twice second and another of other top tens, and that we know how well he's playing at the moment. This is going to be perhaps a little bit of a litmus test for him this week to firstly, hopefully, secure his place in the Ryder Cup and, of course, play well enough to win for the first time in several years on the PGA Tour. Brooks Koepka, his three starts have been just so-so, a best of 18th. I might leave him this week, even though he's playing pretty well. Patrick Reed is one player that I'll be keeping an eye on for longer odds. He's around about $41 on several of the betting agencies. He does have a very good record in this event. He's been sixth, fifth and fourth in his last three starts. And while not, I suppose, great of late, he hasn't been playing badly. And I think that the fact that he's got such a good record on this golf course suggests that Patrick Reed might represent pretty good odds at around about the $40 mark. So there they are, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott, Tiger Woods, and Patrick Reed as the players that I have most interest in this week. The lineup of Australians includes, of course, Adam Scott, who we've already mentioned. Jason Day has a reasonably good record at the golf course. Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman are still in the FedEx Cup playoffs, so plenty to play off as far as the Australians are concerned. But I think given the fact that Adam Scott is going so well at the moment, and he does have such a good record on the golf course, then I expect him to have a pretty good week. I will stay in North America, but across on the west coast of North America, on the other side of the United States, to Portland in Oregon, where the LPGA Tour will play an event. No sign of Soo Hyun Park or Ariya Jitendran this week, the world's number one and two, or in fact Lydia Ko, who's often played well in this event, but still a very strong field. But everything really points towards Brooke Henderson this week. I know that's probably stating the obvious, and it's $7 to $10, depending on where you're getting a bet on her. Not particularly good odds available on her, but when you consider that she's been twice a winner in three starts of this event. She comes off the back of that win, that very comprehensive win in Canada last week. Everything suggests that Brooke Henderson is going to be the favourite and the deserved favourite at that. So Yeonju did not play in Canada, but has had lots of good finishes in this season, however. Finished second at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. She was third at the Women's British Open. She did miss the cut last year in this event, but she has been third and fourth previously. So Yeonju at $9 is, I think, probably going to give Brooke Henderson a good run for her money. If I was looking for a player at slightly longer odds, and not particularly long odds, but slightly longer odds, Austin Ernst, the American player, has been a previous winner and has had three other top tens in just five starts in this event. She's not one of the high-profile players on the LPGA Tour, but she's steadily improving. She was fourth last week. And at $21, I think Austin Ernst might be one to take it to the two hot favourites, Brooke Henderson and So Yeon Ju, this week. Across in Denmark, the European Tour plays the Made in Denmark tournament, the fourth time the event's been held at this particular venue. The local golfer, Thjørbjørn Olesen, who was 14th last year, that followed two missed cuts in the event. So he hasn't exactly had a spectacular run in the event, but he was fourth in Sweden just a few weeks ago, third at the Bridgestone and 12th at the Open. Against much stronger fields than he'll face this week. I know he'll have the pressure of being the hometown favourite, but really I think he's the deserved favourite at $9 is Thjørbjørn Olesen. Thomas Peters won this event in 2016. He did miss the cut last year, but again, he's one of the standout players. And having won the tournament a couple of years ago, there's a lot to like about Thomas Peters. Matt Wallace. His form's mixed a bit lately. He won in Germany, then three missed cuts. Then he was 19th at the PGA. He was 6th here last year, the Englishman. He's at $34. I would suggest that's a pretty good value for Matt Wallace. Eddie Pepperell was 9th last week in Prague. He was 6th at the Open and 2nd in Scotland, again at much stronger field, against much stronger fields, excuse me, than he will face this week. He was 4th here in 2014, 28th last year. But Eddie Pepperell, I think, probably deserves a lot of consideration this week. Robert Rock is a player that at longer odds that I'll be keeping an eye on. He was 6th in Sweden recently. He's not won for several years, admittedly, but he was 10th there last year. And given that reasonably good finish in Sweden just a few weeks ago, and that he has a little bit of form on the golf course, then Robert Rock at slightly longer odds deserves consideration. A large group of Australians in the field, including the likes of Lucas Herbert. When at his best, he's absolutely brilliant. He gets another start on the European Tour this season. Scotty Hearn, Jason Scrivener. Adam Land might be one amongst the Australians to for a consideration. He's played well in his last couple of starts as he begins to settle into playing on the European Tour, having gained access to the European Tour for the first time this season. So those are the players that we'll be keeping an eye on in Denmark. Thomas Peters, Thjørbjørn Olesen, Matt Wallace, Eddie Pepperell and Robert Rock. And amongst the Australians, probably the likes of Lucas Herbert and Adam Bland. The Web.com Tour plays the second of their Web.com Tour finals this week, the DAP Championship. Some great value here. I think the shortest odds amongst the field is around $29 or there. And I think Sung Jae-im, who led the money list on the Web.com Tour's regular season, so in many ways he's playing for fun now. He's already got his PGA Tour card for next year. He's at $31. And gee, I have to say, I think that's pretty good value. Aaron Baddeley's at $29. Three midfield finishes of late. He hasn't exactly contended, but he hasn't been far away either. So I don't think he's too far away from that sort of winning form that he's shown every now and again to be capable of. Aaron Baddeley. Curtis Luck is at $51. He led late in the event last week in Columbus and Ohio before finishing fifth. He needs probably another $10,000 to secure it, to lock up his PGA Tour card for next season, and this could well be the week for him to do it. As I said, $51 on many of the betting agency. I think that's brilliant value, really. Matt Jones, he's mixing good and bad form. He was 10th last week, 15th three starts ago. He was 12th of the John Deere. There's been one or two miscuts in between. He was 20th in this event last year, Matt Jones. Last week, he was playing well late in the event before a bit of a stumble towards the finish. But that suggests that he's in reasonably good form, the former Sydney sider. And we can't dismiss Cameron Davis either, because he finished third last week and locked up his PGA Tour card for 2019. He's a brilliant player. Of course, he is the Australian Open champion. He did win on the Web.com Tour this season. And coming off the back of that third-place finish last week, and no doubt feeling very good about himself, you would think at the moment, Cameron Davis, because of that securing of the PGA Tour card, then he has to be some sort of a chance. So those are the suggestions for this week. Good luck with your betting. Bet responsibly. I'm Bruce Young.